Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time to check in with our favorite financial advisor, Paul Nolte from Kingsview Wealth Management. Good morning, Paul. How are you doing today?
Oh, what's not to like? Nice sunrise this morning, pleasant temperatures. It's a day to be sitting outside and relaxing.
Yeah, and when you see the business headlines today, it's looking good. Dow futures ease from record highs, but pandemic recovery rolls on. So you guys are fairly optimistic still, aren't you?
We are. And when you take a look at what's ahead of us, I think when you're looking at economic growth, it will probably be something north of 5%, which we haven't seen in decades. Now, mind you, that's not going to persist for a long period of time, but there is, and we're seeing signs of what we're calling the adult spring break. Everybody just wanting to get out and go somewhere and do something. So we're seeing the amount of people going through TSA checkpoints, the amount of people that are reserving tables at restaurants, all of that type of stuff. That activity is picking up over the last few weeks.
In your blog, you write about the good employment report from Friday and the vaccine rollout being quicker than expected. By the way, President Biden just announced that he's moving up the deadline for all states to make everybody in America, adults, eligible for the vaccine. He's moving it up by 2 weeks. It was a May 1st deadline. Now he's saying April 19th. So you cite all those positive points, but then you say it's a worry for many economists that we could get to herd immunity soon and things can really open up. Why is that a worry?
Well, because now you've got, we've just gone through the issue in the Suez Canal. We still don't have a ton of stuff in the stores. There's still issues with the supply chain, meaning that, if I wanted to go out and I want to spend money, there may not be a lot of things for me to spend money on. Just take a look at Wrigley Field over the weekend. You were restricted to the amount of people that could be there. Even though maybe 60,000 wanted to be there, we can only have, maybe 10,000. Bars and restaurants still restricted, something below 100%. So if that's the case, I've got a lot of demand and a very limited supply. That means as a producer, I can raise prices because the consumer will bear that. And so that higher inflationary pressure is something that a lot of economists are worrying about. And the question is, does that last beyond a year or so? And I think that's going to come down to whether wages are able to grow and we're able to get to full employment sometime soon. And that means that what we saw on Friday would have to continue for the next roughly 10 months or so at that same pace to take up all the people that lost jobs over the last year.
And do your clients and a lot of the colleagues of yours still talk about being worried about a correction and the high valuations on so many stocks now?
It depends on your time frame. In the short run, over the next few weeks, few months, there's certainly a lot of momentum behind the market, and we think that will continue for a while. So high valuations are a concern more for the next 3 to 5 years than the next maybe 3 to 5 weeks or even 3 to 5 months. But it is the valuation level where it is today means that the returns out 5 years from now are likely to be fairly low. But the momentum that we've been seeing over the last, really since the election, could persist for a while yet and push the markets still higher, maybe another 3-5% or so from here in the short run. So it depends on your time frame as to whether we worry today or we worry about it later.
everything's global. So how worried should we be about the situation in Europe where they're not dealing with the vaccination or rollout very well, and the coronavirus cases are spiking, and in many cases, cities are getting back to lockdowns there. Is that going to affect us and our economy?
It will in some regard, and it's really more regarding trade. You know, are we able to buy goods from Germany, from France, from all of these other countries and get them here in the United States to where we can consume them? And that is one of the issues that we talked about before, and just in the supply chains and having enough products available for purchase. So if you have parts of the global economy really kind of limping along because of the lockdowns and such, it will have an impact on the global economy. It may not have as much right now because we're just now getting out as the vaccines come in, but that will have some implications down the road.
Paul Nolte, Senior VP at Kingsview Wealth Management. Hey, it's going to be 80 today. Happy days are here again, right?
You betcha. Welcome to summer.
Talk to you next week. Thanks, Paul.
Take care.